from KQED.
Well, 'tis the season for holiday parties, and everyone's got their own celebration style, from old-school traditional to kooky and quirky. If you're looking for unusual food or vintage family fun this season, Charles Phoenix is your man. The LA-based historian and humorist is author of the new book, Americana the Beautiful. And as Colin Berry reports, he is the go-to guy for all things retro.
The first thing to know about Charles Phoenix's holidays is that they're probably bigger, brighter, and more caloric than yours. Don't take it personally. It's just that few Californians are better at celebrating than he is.
Number one, I'm completely obsessed with Logan's Candy Store in my hometown of Ontario, California, where they have been making handmade candy canes to perfection since 1933. Also, I love to go down, I'm not even sure what they call it, Christmas Tree Lane in Altadena, which is the oldest holiday light show in all of the country. Also in Altadena, which is above Pasadena, there is the Bailey and Ice Cream House, and that's really incredible.
Phoenix's 30-year fascination with past eras began as a kid in his dad's used car lots and grew into a teenage interest in American theme parks and thrift shopping. He's an all-around retro geek, but classic Christmas traditions are his favorites.
I'm also very obsessed with Christmas tree lots, especially where they flock in color. Just this morning, I was driving home from Torrance, where I had a show last night, and I came upon a Christmas tree lot that had burgundy, pink, yellow, mint green, powder blue, charcoal, and black flocked Christmas trees, and white, of course. I stopped there, and I said to the guy, "Can you flock me a tree in like five different colors?" He said, "I've never been asked before, but I can do it." I said, "Make it look like rainbow sherbet."
If Pee-wee Herman had a love child with Martha Stewart, whose TV show Phoenix appears on occasionally, it would be this kitsch maven, who's never met a color he didn't love and whose crafty opinions are increasingly in demand. Christmas lights?
For me, Christmas lights are like Christmas trees. There's no such thing as a bad job. I don't care if you spend a fortune hiring a Christmas tree lighting designer expert to do a perfect job, or if you're a total hack. To me, it's all the same.
His favorite holiday music is by Esquivel, the mid-century Mexican band leader.
It's just like space age, dipsy doodle doink, you know, jingle bells and all the traditional songs. It's hilarious. That's my discovery this year. But, you know, like everybody else, I tend to enjoy and sing along with the Nat King Coles, the Andy Williams, the Carpenters, and all of the other classic Christmas songs year after year. I love to just sing along with them like a fool.
Charles Phoenix's best known claim to fame may be his lowbrow food crafting. His Astro Weenie Christmas tree is a 2-foot-high hors d'oeuvre tower. His Chirpumple stacks and bakes a cherry, pumpkin, and apple pie inside a giant cake. His latest creation is Frosty the Cheeseball Man.
What you do is you get 3 Velveeta balls, small, medium, and large. First, you frost them with cream cheese, and then you decorate it up with like little vegetable face and little pretzel arms and all that. And then you put them in an electric skillet, and you gather all your party guests around and you say cheers to Frosty the Cheeseball Man, and then you plug him in. In about 25 minutes, you have cheese dip for everybody. And by that time, they're all kind of smashed anyway, so they'll eat Velveeta. I like to kind of laugh at our culture, laugh with our culture, find the humor in it. So many people take everything so seriously. It's like, people, lighten up.
As Phoenix says himself, it's not about making a flawless Chirpumple. It's just about making a Chirpumple.
I mean, my world is not about making things perfect. It's about just the heart and soul of jumping in and doing it.
If you're hungry for more imperfect seasonal inspiration, Charles Phoenix is taking his retro holiday show on the road to San Diego, Los Angeles, and Ventura in the next few days. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.